Chapter 4. A Ride on an Engine. The next day was Roberta's 12th birthday. After lunch, she walked to the canal. She stood on the bridge in the sunshine and rested her arms on the warm stone. She watched the horses pulling longboats through the flat green water. The men who led the horses shouted to each other and told jokes. Roberta smiled and waved to them. When Roberta returned to Three Chimneys, Peter and Phyllis met her at the door. They both looked very clean and tidy. Roberta ran upstairs to wash her hands and face. Then she combed her hair and tied it up with a long red ribbon.
"Come down now, Roberta! Your surprise is ready for you!" called Phyllis.
Roberta stood in the dining room doorway. It looked beautiful. The shutters were closed and the room was lit by 12 white candles, one for each year. Mother, Peter and Phyllis were singing, "Happy Birthday to You." When the song finished, Mother cried, "Three cheers for Roberta!" And they all cheered and hugged her. Then Mother said, "Now, open your presents." Roberta happily unwrapped her presents. Mother gave her a little silver brooch, and Phyllis gave her a needle case. There were 2 blue glass vases from Mrs. Viney and 4 birthday cards.
"Now, look at the table," said Peter.
The table was covered in flowers. In the middle, there was a large white cake with "Happy Birthday, Roberta" spelled out in pink sweets. Around the cake, Peter had made a little map from tiny flowers.
"It's a map of the railway," cried Roberta. "I can see the station and the green dragon and the tunnel."
Peter pointed and said,
"Here's Three Chimneys. And this is Mother standing at the door. She's looking for us because we're late for tea."
They all laughed. Then Peter said,
"This is my present."
He placed a large parcel on the table.
"It's your engine," cried Roberta when she opened it. "It's the engine that Mother and Father gave you for your birthday, the broken one. And it's filled with little sweets. Is it really for me?"
"Well, the sweets are for you," said Peter. Then he said, "You can have half of the engine if you like."
Roberta smiled to herself.
"I will have the broken half," she thought. "Father didn't have time to mend it, but I will find someone else to do it. Then I will give it back to Peter."
"It's time to cut the cake, Roberta," said Mother. Roberta picked up the knife and carefully cut 4 big slices. After tea, they played games. Then Mother read the children a new story before they went to bed.
"Don't stay up too late, Mother,"
called Roberta as she went upstairs. Mother often wrote her stories when the children were asleep. In the middle of the night, Roberta woke up and thought about her presents. She wanted to look at them, so she crept downstairs to fetch them. She saw Mother sitting at the table with her head in her hands. She was crying. Roberta crept back to bed. What a sad ending to a wonderful birthday. The next afternoon, Mother took Phyllis into town to do some shopping. Roberta and Peter stayed at home.
"I've had an idea about your engine. I think I know who can mend it," Roberta said to Peter.
They wrapped the engine in brown paper and went down to the railway line. They walked to the station and climbed up onto the end of the platform. They hid behind a bush.
When the 319 train stops, the engine will stop here, Roberta whispered to Peter. She pointed to the track.
Soon they heard a puffing, chugging noise. A big black engine arrived in the station in a great cloud of steam and came to a stop. The children came out from their hiding place and walked up to the side of the engine. They felt very small beside this huge, puffing dragon.
"Excuse me," said Roberta.
But the driver and the fireman were leaning out of the other side of the engine, talking to the porter. And the engine was still hissing and puffing loudly. No one heard her. She tried again, a little louder, but still the men did not hear her.
"We will have to get closer to them," Roberta told Peter. "We shouldn't really do this, but the train isn't moving. Be careful, Peter."
Roberta put her foot on a high metal step and pulled herself up into the engine. Peter climbed up after her. They fell onto a large pile of coal. Roberta got up as quickly as she could and tried to speak to the driver.
"Excuse me," she said again.
But at that moment, the station master blew his whistle. The engine puffed out a huge cloud of steam, and the train moved forwards. This was terrible. The train wasn't going very fast, but it was going too fast for the children to climb off again. They were trapped on the train. The train went faster and faster, and the fireman started to shovel the coal into the fire. Roberta put out her hand and pulled at his sleeve. For a moment, they just stared at each other. Then the fireman saw Peter, and Roberta started to cry.
"Two children! Well," said the fireman.
He took off his cap and scratched his head. Then the driver looked round. He stared at Roberta and Peter.
"What are you doing here?" he asked. "This is a dangerous place, children."
Roberta cried harder, and Peter looked down at his feet. He didn't know what to say.
"Don't cry, miss," said the driver in a kinder voice. "Sit here, both of you, and keep still."
He pointed to a little metal seat.
"What are you doing here? Tell us all about it."
Peter and Roberta sat down. Roberta rubbed at her nose with a handkerchief and sniffed. Although she was so upset, she had one happy thought. They were in an engine, a real engine, chugging along the track. Peter had dreamed of this all his life.
"I did call out to you," she explained, "but you didn't hear me. The engine was making so much noise, and you were talking to the porter, and so we climbed up. We only wanted to speak to you, but then the train started to move, and we fell onto the coal. Oh, we're so sorry. Please don't be angry with us."
"We're not angry, are we, Bill?" said Jim, the fireman. "We're just curious. And it's dangerous to climb onto an engine. Why did you do it? Why did you want to talk to us?"
Roberta started crying again. Bill patted her on the back. Peter didn't know what to do.
"Cheer up," Bill said. "It can't be as bad as all that, can it?"
That made Roberta feel much better. She sniffed and picked up the brown paper parcel from the pile of coal. Her hands shook as she unwrapped the toy engine
This belongs to my brother, she said to Bill. It was a present from our mother and father, but it got broken, and father didn't have time to mend it. Can you mend it? You are an engine driver, so we thought...
I drive engines, but I don't mend them. Now, we have got a bigger problem. You are both a long way from home now. How am I going to get you back to your family?
Roberta saw him wink at Jim.
It was silly of us to climb onto the engine, she said. We can get off at the next station. If you lend us the money for our tickets, I will pay you back, I promise.
Bill laughed. All right, he said. You're a very polite little girl, and honest too. I'll make sure you get home safely, and I'll mend your little engine as well. Give it to me. It will be ready on Friday.
Thank you, said Roberta.
She felt much better now. She looked around her and pointed to a little handle.
What's that for? She asked.
That's the brake, miss. It makes the train stop, so it's very important.
What's that little clock for? Asked Peter.
It tells me whether or not the brake is working properly. And this little clock here tells me how fast we're going, explained the driver.
By the time Roberta and Peter reached the next station, they knew all about steam trains. Bill and Jim helped them to get down from the engine.
Get on that train, said Bill.
He pointed to a train which was standing at the other platform.
I'll ask the guard to look after you.
He led Roberta and Peter to the other train and introduced them to the guard. Soon Roberta and Peter were sitting in a railway carriage on their way home. It wasn't nearly as exciting as riding on the engine, but the guard was very friendly. He showed them the guard's van where he put parcels and boxes. When Roberta and Peter finally arrived home, Phyllis met them at the door.
Where have you two been? Asked Phyllis.
She had been very worried.
We've been to the station, said Peter.
But he didn't tell his little sister about their great adventure. On Friday, the three children walked along the railway line to the station. They stood on the platform and waited for the 3:19 train. Soon, they heard the train puffing and hissing its way into the station. It screeched to a halt, and Bill leaned out of the engine.
Here you are,
he smiled, holding out a brown paper parcel.
It's the toy engine, cried Roberta. Oh, thank you, Bill, and thank you, Jim.
Jim looked out of the engine window and waved to them. When they got home, Peter played with the toy engine in the dining room.
It's as good as new, he said.
And then he and Roberta told Phyllis all about their ride on a real engine.